We are back here on Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougar Corner as we continue the coaches' conversation on this Saturday morning. And Coach Jason Piercy joins us today. And Coach joining us by phone because the games never end for the MTCS Cougars playing at Boyd Buchanan today. Coach, what a mighty long week you have had.
It has been a long week. We've hit a stretch of road games here. I've kind of forgotten what it's like to be home here for a little bit, but we've got three away games this week and another one Tuesday. So that's just kind of how it fell this year, but we're going to make the best of it and hopefully get better from it.
Now, who's in charge of scheduling? Is that you or?
Yeah, that'd be me.
Okay. Well, you know, nobody else to blame then, I guess.
No, not at all. Today's game is at Boyd Buchanan is that one was originally supposed to be on December 15th, and they had a scheduling conflict, so we had to bump it back to today. And I kind of wish I didn't have a conflict now, but it's okay.
Well, so, and one thing that happened in this mix too is the game with the at Community that was played last Saturday was a makeup game because of the threat of ice. You kind of lost a game there, so it really kind of piled up on you this week.
Yeah, it did. That was the rainout game. And, Monroe County closed or canceled all their games that day, we felt like it would be that we needed to do the same thing. So, if it had iced, it would have been a great decision. And it was a rainout, so it made it a little tougher on us. But that one turned out well. So let's hope tomorrow turns out well. Just like that one did.
Well, you know, to get to the Murphy Center to play in the state tournament, you're going to have to win some on the road. So this is kind of good practice for that, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But we're just thinking one at a time right now.
I understand. Community was the opponent last Saturday, and it just goes to show you won that one in overtime, 66-65, and played an overtime game last night at Fayetteville. And unfortunately, Fayetteville came back to win that game 81-75. But to me, it just goes to show you from top to bottom, you've got to be ready to play whether you have gotten a nod in the top 10 in the state of Tennessee and leading the district or whatnot. It really doesn't matter when it comes down to when you're playing District 9A ball.
No, it doesn't. I mean, Community is sitting right now in seventh place, and they are so big and so long. I mean, they are tough. We've had to battle with them both times, going to overtime, this last week with them at their place. And didn't play well at all for most of the game, just kind of hung around and finally put it together there at the end. Thought we had it won at the very end. They had a put back to send us to overtime, so we had to struggle and fight through overtime to get back on top of that one. But, yeah, it's tough night in, night out. I mean, you know, you're looking at the fifth and sixth place teams in our district right now are all above 500. So, you know, for their overall records. I mean, this is a strange year. It's going to be an interesting district tournament.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And I guess you all kind of prove that. Joey Reed always makes sure that he mentions, and his team has been number one in the regular season many times before, but he can't recall the last time that the number one seed actually won the tournament. So maybe it's not good to be the number one seed. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's not. I'd like to see if we could break that streak, but, when you get to the tournament, it doesn't really matter. This year, the big thing is, you know, you need to be in that top four because playing the district tournament is going to be Moore County year, so it's going to be held at Motlow, and we're going to satellite the first round game. So, I mean, being in that top four, and if I can calculate right, I think we may have a home game guaranteed for that first round at least, no matter what happens this next week. So, and that's big. But once you get into tournament, it doesn't matter. This year, no matter who you play, it's going to be tough.
Well, I know we're not looking that far ahead, but having a home game in any kind of tournament Doesn't matter what it is, if it's region first round, or if you play the district that way like you are this year, the sub-state games, to play at home is a big advantage. And you don't necessarily you talk about home court advantage a lot, and I'm not sure really what it is. I guess just maybe the comfort of home and not having to travel and all those things just really make a big difference.
No, I think it's a huge difference, yeah. Yeah, I'm one of the ones. I'm kind of in favor of having the entire district tournament at one site. I think it gives the kids that play on that first round night more of a sense of the tournament atmosphere. But at the same time, for this to be a satellite year, I'm okay with it since we're possibly going to be in the top four.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that first round region game. That's huge to have at home, and definitely a sub-state. I think the statistics are overwhelmingly leaning towards the home team on sub-state games. It is big to have one, to have a tournament game at home.
Well, I know this is kind of off the subject here a little bit, but to me, I've always thought that it's kind of unfortunate that you have some teams have to go on the road and some teams host in that sub-state when you're trying to get to the state tournament, because that's an awfully big game to give a home court advantage to a team where there may not be that much difference. It just depends on whether you play at home or away. And I don't know how we could ever fix that, but the later you get in the tournaments, I think the more critical it becomes to be able to play at home.
Oh yeah. It's huge. I've been a part of several sub-states and never actually hosted one. I've been part of a couple wins, going on the road, so beat the statistics a little bit. But, yeah, it's incredibly tough. It's one of the best atmospheres in a sub-state game. I don't know if we'll ever get it moved to a neutral site.
Probably
not. I think
not.
That atmosphere is great. And your region champion should have that advantage.
I think there was a two-year span in there where we had a sectional and had three teams from each region come through, and that really didn't work because there were too many teams, and some teams, I think Oakland played Lebanon seven times that year or something, in the state to get to the state tournament. Just kind of too many
that
there.
That was kind of a good idea, but it turned into a mess. We ended up one year with the one of the rare region fourth place plaques. So you don't see those much, but I have seen one of them before, but.
Well, we're talking to Jason Piercy here on MTCS Cougar Corner, and I knew we'd get a sidetracked here a little bit talking about that, but a lot of work to do to be thinking about that this year for the Cougars. But you know what? It's kind of different this year, Jason, because this team expects it. The players expect it. The fans expect it. I think the school expects that you're going to make a big run here in the postseason, and that's a different attitude than you've had there before.
It is. It's all a process, and I think we're turning the corner as a program with that. It helps to have some good players, but at the same time, I think his mentality, what was good about last year is it gave us that mentality that we believe we can win every night we go out, and that's what we've been looking for, to kind of turn the corner. And now that we've got that, we've had a very good start to this year, and we just got to make sure we finish it up right. We've had a rough stretch here for the last week, but every team goes through, or most teams go through, tough times a couple times a year. And, there's usually, there's usually three crises in any situation, and whoever handles it the best will come out on top. We just got to. We're in the middle of one of those crises right now where we're struggling a little bit and, kind of got roughed up a little bit at Forest and they ran into a buzzsaw, but, played a good game at Fayetteville. Kid hit a great shot, put it in overtime, and then, we got down a couple, made a couple turnovers. Next thing you're trying to claw back in from behind and in overtime. So, we're right there. We feel good about where we are. We kind of control our fate here as far as the seeding goes. If we take care of the business on Tuesday at Cascade, there's a good chance we should win tiebreaker, and we would at least, have a share in the tiebreaker for first. So we're in a good position. like you said, we've not been in a position like this before. Expectations are up a little bit with the fans, with the players especially. That's the ones I care about. And coaches, we always expect to be there. So, it's a different mentality too. I mean, you're going from being the hunter to the hunted. So, I mean, you have to have a different mindset about it. So,
I was going to kind of ask you. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, last year you kind of played the underdog role, and I think your kids embrace that. Can't really do that this year, and, you know, when the AP rankings come out and you're state ranked, and that just adds a bigger target, and as you win games, and gosh, you won like what I believe seven in a row before this last week. That really kind of magnifies things a little bit.
Oh, it does. I mean, it does put a target on your back, you know, and the rankings are great. But we all know that in the end, it doesn't really matter what your AP ranking is, but it's a good honor for our kids. And, you know, and we like to have that, of course. But these kids know it's a tournament sport. It's all about district seating. But you're right. It does. It puts a target on you, and it makes that target bigger. And, you know, we've gotten people's best shot all year long, I think. And you know, that's a good thing, though. That just makes you better. So, I mean, we kind of embrace that.
Talking to Jason Piercy here on MTCS Cougar Corner, just to run down the week that was an overtime win versus Community 66-65, lost to Forest 67-48, and last night 81-75 in overtime. You've had either David Capps or Derek Spears kind of lead you in scoring, but you've had guys like Luke Howell and Ben Brown, Ty Hageman, all kind of chip in some big points all during the week as well.
Well, we have. I mean, Spears is catching a lot of attention right now, of course, and people are shading more to him, and so he's having to go through a lot more traffic. David Cass has picked it up, some of the slack a little bit, and helped him out. Ben Brown is solid. I mean, he's a solid defender every night for us, and he's there waiting to just gun threes, and so. And Ty's down, doing well down low. Luke Howell, freshman's come in and been pretty good. Been pretty good off the bench in the post. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, we're getting guys chipping in. I mean, last night we scored 75. I mean, offense is not an issue with us. You know, we've got to make sure that we get down and control our pain a little bit better and get some more loose balls and rebounds. And that's where we've kind of struggled a little bit recently.
Yeah, you've put a lot of points on the board, 66 in the win over Community and 71 last night. I guess that anomaly may be the Forest game, and you mentioned Buzzsaw a minute ago. A lot of people see that Buzzsaw at the home of the Rockets.
Yeah, you do. I mean, they're tough, and they do a good job out there, Coach Hobbs. And they were ready to play, and, we came out, and they just jumped on us quick, and, we tried to claw back in, and we tried to cut it a couple times and just couldn't get into their lead. So, I mean, yeah, it was a buzzsaw. They're playing very well right now. So it was tough.
Well, let's kind of look ahead a little bit because, Jason, I think the next time we see you, we may be talking about district tournament and things of that nature. And, again, after rattling off here in January, 7 in a row, did lose a couple this week. But the great thing about basketball and what's so much different than football is you have to wait a whole week in order to play one more game. And you just have to turn around and play today. So, I mean, it's a good opportunity against a pretty decent Boyd Buchanan team that kind of gave you all you wanted earlier.
Oh, they did. I mean, I haven't looked. Honestly, we were more about district games, but they were 10-5 at the time we played them last. And, I mean, they are solid. They've been together. Coach Rose down there in Chattanooga went young a few years ago, and he went with some youngsters, and they've kind of grown up for the last couple of years, and they're still young. I mean, they still got another year.
Drive.
They play extremely hard. We felt like that was a quality win, when they came up here in early January, January 5th, I think it was. So, I mean, we felt really good. That was a good quality win because I feel like they're a solid team with some good young players.
Yeah, they're 15-6 and have won several in a row, and it won't be easy at their place. And it was homecoming at your place, so I'm sure that you know that they're going to be thinking about those kind of things and all. But what? How do you these non-district games kind of sandwiched in the middle of a tough district race? How do you look at those? Do you look at those as an opportunity to work on MTCS and work on some things that you want to do, or just how do you approach those?
Well, I approach them like this. When you schedule these in April, they look real good. And then when you get down into January, you start to wonder why you schedule games this late, but non-district games. But it's good competition. You know, this one got bumped back. Normally we wouldn't play, you know, a non-district Saturday game this late. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that, it got bumped back. So we're just going to, the game's on the schedule, so we're going to go play it. We're going to use it as an opportunity to get better, you know, and improve. And hopefully it'll help us get ready for Cascade on Tuesday.
Well, Cascade on Tuesday is at Cascade, and this will be your fifth game in a row on the road before you finally get to come home. And who comes over Friday night? And it's Eagleville, so it doesn't get any easier at home. But at least it'll be there. But this week and this stretch has just been brutal in terms of the competition as well, because you know Forest and Fayetteville, Cascade, Eagleville, in terms of district play, you're talking about some pretty tall cotton.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, but that's what we're used to, honestly, in this district. I mean, it's tough every night. You just got to show up and go to work and do your job. And so, it's just another day in District 9A, honestly. So, you know, we'll just take them one at a time and do our best.
In early January, you beat Cascade by 3, and the Eagleville game, if I recall correctly, at Eagleville was an overtime game.
It was. They came out and buzzsawed us early. They jumped on us. I think we were down 20-5 at one point early. We kind of kept it somewhat close to half, and then just kept clawing away. And Bryson Career, I believe, if I remember right, it's been a while. Bryson Career hit a big 3 to put us in overtime, I believe. And in overtime, if you can get up 4-5, You got a big advantage, and you got a good chance of pulling it out if you can make free throws down the stretch. So, and that's kind of what we did. We got up in front and just kind of held on. So,
and
we can do it again.
You're looking at a game on Tuesday, which could be for a district championship in the regular season. So there's a lot on the line for the Cougars this week, and I'm sure you have to balance that. Do I put too much pressure? But these guys know that you got a veteran group here. They kind of know what's on the line.
Oh, they do. I mean, and they know that, you know, dropping 2 this week, it puts us in a spot where we've got to, we got to play it out now. We got to, a little more pressure on us, and we know that. But you know what? I mean, these guys love it, and we'll see how they react. I mean, you know, like we said, we haven't been in this situation before. We're, right there at the top. And so we'll see how we react. And, however it goes, it's still going to be okay because we're going to be at a home game here in district tournament. But, no question, these guys want to go out and they want to play well Tuesday. And they want to secure that number one spot. So, but it won't be easy because Cascade is tough. And being at their gym, I wish it was here.
Maybe get them to play you a home and home, huh? Get them to play you a home and home.
Yeah, I don't know why they won't do that.
I'm sure they've got good reason. But at Boyd Buchanan today, and then next week we got the schedule. We'll talk about what happened this week and run down more scores in the JV boys and junior high boys and such. But I did want to make sure that we mention the Hale tournament. And Hale tournament continues today with the boys playing Southside and the girls USJ. But you've got games going on in both gyms all over the place today.
Oh, we do. We have, we've asked around, I believe we have the record number of teams, more teams than we've ever had. We have 76 teams this year. That goes two different divisions of junior high, large and small, boys and girls. And then we have fifth and sixth grade division as well, boys and girls. So, yeah, we're working two gyms basically for 2.5 weeks. somewhere around there, and whittling our way down to a championship Saturday next Saturday, the February 2nd. So, if you want to come out and see some good state tournament basketball in junior high, we'll have plenty of it this next week.
Basketballs are aplenty over at MTCS. Coach, appreciate you joining us here after a trip to Fayetteville and now a trip to Boyd Buchanan, which is, what, somewhere down in the Chattanooga area somewhere?
Somewhere in Chattanooga. Yeah, I just get on the bus. I trust the bus driver to do his job enough. And he doesn't tell me how to coach. I don't tell him how to drive. So I know he'll get us there.
I just don't let Watson drive. That's all I've got to say.
Well, we don't let Ed drive anywhere.
I've heard there are stories. We may not want to share those on the radio, though.
No, we don't want to share those.
Jason, we'll see you here in a couple of weeks. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate everything you do.
Absolutely. Jason Piercy joining us here on MTCS Cougar Corner. We're going to take a break, come back, and I've got all of your scores coming up, and we will be right back after this timeout on Cougar Corner.